You have no idea how much money it costs to bring this program to you. If you value it, send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you, and let's get out there and beat cancer.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Garth Nicholson, who was a professor at the MB Anderson Clinic in Houston for many years. Because of attempts on his life, he was forced to come to the United States, where he operates a medical research center. And we're going to be talking this evening about a myriad of diseases. And, of course, they all appear at about the same time. AIDS, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. Sometime after that, of course, we had the Gulf War illness. But about the same time, about 1980, we're beginning to see the cases of Lyme disease. And there are a number of similarities between these, and certainly they all involve multiple infections, but at least three of them involve a genetically altered mycoplasm fermentum incognitus, and of course the others involve other forms of mycoplasm and multiple chronic infections that attack the immune system. Well, Dr. Nicholson, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on your program again, Stan. I love being on your program.
Well, we love to have you. So you go ahead and pick up the story, because you've been on the front lines of this battle for a long time.
Well, we've been studying what we call multi-system, multi-infection diseases. And these are chronic illnesses which have multiple infections as the core element of the illness. And as you mentioned, this includes Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome, and a number of other problems, including HIV-AIDS, which is a multi-infection process. It's not just about the AIDS virus. It's about all the other infections as well that go along with the AIDS. So, again, all these have in common, they have multiple infections. And we've been working on some of these co-infections, as you might think of them. And one in particular is called a mycoplasma, which is a small bacteria. It does not have a cell wall like most bacteria have. So it really has to survive inside our cells. And when it's inside our cells, it really causes a lot of havoc. So all these diseases have mycoplasmas, one of the major co-infections. But we can sort of talk about these one at a time or talk about them collectively any way you'd like to do it.
Well, let's start talking about AIDS, because, Chris, this has always been one of my favorite subjects. First cases really began, well, probably in the late 1970s, but it wasn't really identified as a specific entity until 1981. Most people think of it as having to do with the HIV retrovirus, but actually there is a co-infection with almost all of the cases, my understanding, and correct me if I'm incorrect, but it is with a genetically modified Mycoplasma fermentis incognitus subspecies that, of course, the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology holds a patent on this genetically modified disease. The question is, who genetically modified it, or how did it get genetically modified, and what part does it play in the disease process? You would think that every doctor would know this, but they don't.
Well, this is something that's kept out of medical school. I know I taught for 25 years myself. It's kept out of most of the medical books that a physician might refer to. It is in the medical literature, however, in the basic publications in medical journals. And that's that all these diseases, including AIDS, Lyme, so on, have these co-infections that are incredibly important in causing the whole disease process. And, for example, in HIV/AIDS, people don't get sick necessarily because of the HIV. What that does is compromise the immune system, and what they eventually get sick of is all the co-infections that go along with it, or that are opportunistic after the immune system is compromised.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. No, I can remember sitting back in the mid-1980s while Luc Montagnier was talking about the co-infection with the mycoplasma, but and nobody paid much attention to him once they'd identified the HIV retrovirus, which was the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
The multiple co-infections in AIDS, they come about because of the decrease in the immune system that create the problems. But then you have very similar problems in people with chronic fatigue syndrome, with fibromyalgia, with Lyme disease, and they're already based upon multiple infections and, of course, altered immune system. And then, of course, the autoimmune component where people get certainly rheumatoid arthritis and certainly... Go right ahead.
Well, again, there are a number of rheumatic diseases besides rheumatoid arthritis that have these infections as an important element, like the mycoplasma, for example, that has been found in the joints and is found to be a very potent stimulator of autoimmune destruction of the joints. And so then we have a whole class of neurodegenerative diseases where these infections, along with viruses, can get in the central nervous system and eventually can cause cell death in the central nervous system. And things like Lou Gehrig's disease or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, this is a situation where there are multiple infections that appear to be involved and trigger cell death in certain regions of the brain. And multiple sclerosis is another one of these neurodegenerative diseases that it has slightly different signs and symptoms. But again, it causes destruction of the central nervous system. And so you have the neurodegenerative diseases, the autoimmune diseases, the fatiguing illnesses, and then we have things like that could fall in that broad category, but things like HIV, AIDS, for example, and Lyme disease, which I think could fall in the fatiguing illnesses category, because so many people that are diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome actually are Lyme patients as well. So there's a certain overlap between all these, and I think the reason there's so much overlap is that certain co-infections are very similar, and the mycoplasma is one of those that has a very similar overlap in all these different diseases that we've talked about. A very high percentage of patients have these infections. Now, we could say, well, what do these infections mean to an individual that has? What do they actually do? And one of the things that they do is they get inside our cells, and they hide deep inside our cells, and they cause havoc inside our cells. They stimulate the production of what's known as reactive oxygen species, or ROS. That damages our membranes, that damages our genetic material. For example, it causes mutations in our mitochondrial and nuclear DNA. It damages the mitochondrial membrane so that you lose energy, you lose the production of high-energy molecules in the cell, and this ultimately results in fatigue. And, in fact, all these illnesses that we've discussed have fatigue as a major symptom, if not the major symptom of all of them. And in terms of the first symptom that people put down on their signs and symptoms list. So we know that these illnesses really cause havoc inside the cell. They release toxins, the organism itself, which damages the cells. And some of this causes other problems as well. They modify the membranes of the cell, and when they're released from the cell, they can stimulate an autoimmune reaction because they can carry a piece of the membrane to the cell that they're derived from and stimulate the immune system to respond against the normal cell membranes in the cells which they were derived. And this sets up the autoimmune problems that you see in neurodegenerative diseases. You see it in rheumatic illnesses like rheumatoid arthritis and a lot of other illnesses as well where autoimmunity is a component. And they invade multiple organ systems, so they virtually can cause problems throughout the body. They cause vasculitis or an inflammation of the vascular system, and this can ultimately cause cardiovascular disease. It can cause a leakage from the blood vessels into the tissues. It can cause all kinds of blood disturbances and problems in our blood, from platelet clotting, for example, to immune disturbances and so on. So these cause a multitude of different problems, and that's why we get the multi-system. And it's multi-symptomatic, because not only are multiple systems involved, multiple organs are involved, multiple tissues involved, but this ultimately results in multiple signs and symptoms in these patients as well. So when we talk about all the diseases that we've mentioned, and every one of them, although they're characteristic or almost characteristic symptoms, they're all overlapping in terms of their signs and symptoms profiles, which means they have non-specific signs and symptoms. And in fact, the majority of the signs and symptoms in all these diseases are fairly nonspecific. That is, they occur in many different chronic illnesses. And so we're dealing with something that I think is pretty broad, is pretty important, and is pretty widespread, and is common to a lot of the chronic illnesses, certainly all the major chronic illnesses that we've seen and that people see in a clinic today are caused by these. And they also can exacerbate or make things worse for people, for example, that are prone to diabetes. This can accelerate the whole process of diabetes and turn somebody into an early phase diabetic. They can cause cardiovascular disease to be promoted. So people that have slowly evolving cardiovascular disease, all of a sudden it's all speeded up, that process, and things occur very quickly and the damage occurs very quickly. And they have cardiovascular problems and heart disease at a very young age. We've seen this over and over again where these infections can accelerate some of the processes that may have been there genetically all along, but certainly not to the degree of which we see them, and certainly not the speed that we see them, the early onset of these problems.
And you're suggesting then that diabetes or type 2 diabetes can actually be precipitated by these multiple infections.
Well, we think that they can certainly be exacerbated by them, and maybe even in some cases they can be, you know, we can cause a type 2 diabetes type situation. For example, one of the things that the mycoplasma and other infections, viral infections, for example, can do is evade the pancreas, and the islet cells in the pancreas cause disturbances there, and eventually that could lead to cell death. And the islet cells are the cells that produce most of our insulin, so when those are damaged, the levels of insulin go down, and they also cause other disturbances as well. If the insulin isn't utilized as well by cells, it doesn't signal as well by cells throughout our system, so it can cause damage at a number of levels, and that's one of the problems with these multi-system infections, is they cause damage virtually in every organ of our body. Some we don't notice, others we notice because of impaired function, but the damage is pretty widespread, and that's why people that have these chronic illnesses, they feel so sick because they think, you know, everything seems to not be working right in their bodies. They seem to be falling apart. At least that's the way they feel, because things are not working right. They may have one major problem, but they have a lot of other secondary problems. And they're not minor problems. These secondary problems can become major problems as well.
Well, now, I remember when I was going to medical school and my years of training, I never saw these type of symptoms and these type of problems. They all seem to have occurred right about 1980. Do you think we've always had them, or have we always had them to this extent? Have we just seen an exacerbation of this?
I think both. I think, number one, they've always been there, and they've always caused a certain amount of disease, a certain amount of problems. But we've had this perfect storm since the date that you mentioned, where a lot of these have come together. Now, whether man has played a role in this or not, we're going to leave that aside for the moment and put the political things aside. But the evolution of some of these diseases, like Lyme, for example, a Gulf War illness, for example, certainly the half, at least, the 60% is caused by infection. These are illnesses that have a very suspicious origin, in that you know, you wouldn't expect these things to naturally evolve and do the damage that they did. And those are all things where, for example, Lyme, with their multiple infections, very vicious infections that were evolved. And how could these things all come together at the same time and appear in the same insects at one location or a few locations around the New York, Connecticut area? And then all of a sudden spread just like wildfire across the country.
Hello, this is Don with cellphoneforms.net. I wanted to do a speed comparison between Verizon's 3G.
Reported incidents of Lyme disease, and it's not stopping. It's continuing.
And really, I think most people really don't understand the degree that we're having. We're probably talking 1 or 2 million people with Lyme disease. These are the estimates made by the people who in the various or support organizations, similar figures for chronic fatigue. So many, and then of course the chronic fatigue and the Lyme disease overlap as far as the symptoms and of course as the presentation of the disease. But we're talking literally millions of people disabled, and the average doctor really doesn't know what to do. I mean, if you get a positive Lyme test, that's great, but so many of the people with Lyme disease don't have a positive Lyme test. So I think the average physician is really at a disadvantage because there seems to be so much confusion as to what these really are. They don't understand this clinical entity of these multiple infections, and they certainly have no idea how to really treat them effectively.
Well, this is a problem, both in the diagnosis and the treatment, because many of these infections hide deep inside their cells, and so they don't leave a signature, for example, in the blood that we could easily pick up, because they don't stimulate really strong antibody responses, for example. In some cases, like the Lyme Borrelia, there is an antibody response because some of the spirochetes are released. In terms of the mycoplasma, often that's rarely released into the blood, And so you really have to use extremely sensitive molecular techniques to find it. Antibody techniques, for the most part, are not very useful.
Well, I think it's vitally important that we discuss this and actually try to analyze it and the things that can be done. I know you've been working on this, of course, trying to get the mitochondria working, trying to get, of course, the membranes there on the cells to be functioning normally. We'll be back here in just a moment. Our guest is Dr. Garth Nicholson from the Institute of Molecular Medicine, and if you look at his website out in just a few moments. But the Institute for Molecular Medicine is really analyzing these, trying to figure out what can be done. And there are lots of things that can be done for this myriad of diseases that plague so many of our citizens today. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Garth Nicholson. Garth, you go right ahead.
Well, we were just about to get into what can be done on some of these. And there's some uniform problems that exist in all these diseases. And we've lately been working on one of these problems.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Try to get that function back. And certainly there are some things that Dr. Nicholson will be mentioning later in the way of either pills or shots that can help to reconstitute this lipids, these fatty substances. One of the things I was thinking as you were talking, what about the use of statin drugs? I mean, they're altering lipid metabolism as far as I'm concerned. If you really analyze very carefully the scientific studies of the benefit of statin drugs, you realize it's one of the greatest scams of all time. Yes, they do work to lower your cholesterol by suppressing the liver, really basically poisoning the liver. Your cholesterol level does come down. But does that prevent you from getting lethal heart attacks? And the studies show it was not. But it's a great scam, about $11 billion a year for Pfizer. But what about altering the lipid metabolism? Certainly this has an effect on hormones. It has lowers the CoQ10 in the body. I mean, the statin drugs certainly can create all sorts of problems. Do they in any way damage the lipid lining of the cells? As we know, when you alter artificially by certainly toxicity producing, but a suppression of the liver, does this alter the lipids which ordinarily would be in our cells? Do you think the statins can do harm?
It can also alter the way in which our membranes are repaired and the pace in which they're repaired. And so what we've done, instead of taking that approach, we've taken an all-natural approach to replace the damaged elements of the cells. We're not trying to impose something that's unnatural. This is we've taken a different approach using substances like NT factor, which is really natural membrane lipids and glycolipids and phospholipids. These are taken orally. They don't have to be taken by any other means, because we have the systems already present in our body to transport these to all our cells where they can be used and can replace the damaged lipids. And this is really all we need to help repair the mitochondria. And once they're repaired, then they can start functioning. So we can take, for example, and this occurs naturally, by the way, with aging. It's something which occurs in all of us. But we can actually take age individuals of 80, 90 years old or something, and we can regenerate their mitochondria and show that we can turn them into mitochondria that have the same output as a 30 or 40-year-old. So that's kind of a very interesting anti-aging approach to the work that we're doing as well, where we can re-stimulate these aged mitochondria, which lose about half their energy production, and we can stimulate them by replacing the components that are damaged slowly with time with new components that help. Now they can reconstitute themselves and start producing energy at levels that were only seen decades before they got old. So there are ways that we can really help this process. And the reason why I'm mentioning this, which is our work with NT factor and the lipids, the specifically the membrane phospholipids. So these aren't just any old lipids, for example. These aren't the lipids that might be used, somebody might consider to be bad lipids or damaging lipids. No, these are the good lipids. These are the lipids that are membrane lipids. And not only that, they're present in unoxidized or undamaged form. And that's very, very important, because in most of the foods that people eat, they're already taking in rancid or oxidized lipids already. So they're taking junk in. And the older food sits around, the more rancid they get, and the more the lipids get oxidized, and the more damaged they are, and the more junk that comes into your system. Well, your body really can't use all the junk, damaged lipids. It really needs pristine lipids in order to repair things like the mitochondria. And so that's why, you know, we supply that with things like NT factor. And our 8 clinical trials that we've done on NT factor, we were able to, for example, reduce fatigue by anywhere from 35 to 46%. And this occurred, by the way, in a number of different groups of people. This occurred in older people, aged people from 70 to 95 years old. It occurred in people with chronic fatigue or chronic fatigue syndrome. It occurred in Lyme disease patients. It occurred in Gulf War illness patients. It occurred, you know, a lot of different types of chronic illnesses have this as a major problem. And in all of those, we were able to affect them. So this is one single approach dealing with one single problem, energy production, fatigue, and so on. And so everything that we've seen has a way that we can approach it using an all-natural strategy to help repair and replace what's been damaged in ourselves because of, in the case we've been talking about tonight, these multiple infections.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, our guest is Dr. Garth Nicholson. We're talking about the people who are afflicted, and we're talking about literally millions of people with chronic fatigue, with certainly fibromyalgia, with Gulf War illness, with Lyme disease, and with AIDS itself. We'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Garth Nicholson.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
That fit into these chronic infections. So many of the people actually will have heavy metal intoxication. We're talking about certainly aluminum. We're talking about mercury. We're talking about all these things that really will, of course, prevent normal recovery. Dr. Nicholson is saying you should test for them, but then, of course, you should go ahead and try to get rid of them. He prefers you using a rectal suppository with the rather than simply intravenous chelation or oral chelation. What about these EDTA creams that you put on the skin? Is there a place for that?
The problem is that it's not as effectively absorbed as it is with the oral suppositories. And we know from animal and human experiments that the suppositories generate a fairly nice level which I mean concentration is very appropriate without a spike in the concentration, and it's maintained. And so you only have to do this every other day. It's maintained for more than one day. And this a moderate level instead of a spike is really useful in slowly extracting the heavy metals from your body. And this is a very slow process. This doesn't occur quickly. It occurs very slowly, sometimes over the span of a year or more that may take to totally detoxify the metals from patients. And the other thing that we like about the suppositories are the fact that there's no very strong reaction or toxicity associated with it. So sometimes if you remove the metals too quickly, you end up with a very acute reaction against it. And so we avoid that completely by doing it this way. So the safety issue is important for us. And the fact that it's effective is, of course, paramount in this whole process. And so although with IV chelation and these other things, it can also be just as effective. It's much more expensive. And, of course, there's always a certain amount of risk with any intravenous therapy. This is much safer. It's much simpler. You do it at home. You do it yourself. You don't really need anybody else to help you with it. And that's what really makes it. And it's not that expensive. So all of those things combined make it a really, I think, ideal way to do this slow removal of the heavy metals.
Are there any other things that we should be concerned about in these patients with the chronic infections? Are there any other factors besides this chronic toxicity which can predispose people to these chronic infections and alter their immune response so that their immune system is not able to function normally? Well, is there something else or other things we should be concerned about?
Well, let's go talk about the immune system for just a moment, because in all these cases of chronic illness that we've talked about, there is an immune impairment. There is a loss of immune function. And sometimes this is a tremendous loss, like an HIV/AIDS, where there's a real dramatic impairment of the immune system. In other cases, it's more subtle than that, that there's immune dysfunction, like in chronic fatigue syndrome. In not every part of the immune system is compromised, but there is immune dysfunction. There is something that's compromised there that has to be fixed. So there are some natural modulators of the immune system which are very effective in helping restore immunity. And there are also some things that occur in nature, for example, from colostrum, from the animal sources, for example, that have been naturally immunized against certain infections, for example, and other situations where we can actually isolate the things which will stimulate our immune system. And those are very effective as well. They're called collectively called transfer factors if they're isolated from colostrum or even certain specific isolates of colostrum itself. So that's another example. And then there's some other very specific immune modulators, and there's some general immune modulators that will generally stimulate people's immune system so that it's much more capable and so on. So there are a lot of different commercial products out there now to help these various aspects of people's immune systems recover from the insults that they've been receiving from infections and heavy metals and all the other environmental chemicals and things that we're exposed to on a daily basis.
What about things like oil of oregano, Sinea, echinacea, garlic, certain mushrooms, as they claim, will boost your immune system? Is there any place for those?
Yeah, there are extracts, for example, of certain mushrooms which have certain polysaccharides which stimulate the immune system that are very effective. I think with all these different immune modulators, I have to caution your listeners is that everybody's different. Everybody seems to react differently to all these things. And when people ask us, well, what do you recommend? Don't you have something that, you know, prefer over anything else? And my question is, not really. There are a number of different things that people can use, a number of different products and so on, and they just have to try them themselves to see for their system, for their body, how do these work with their immune system. And we can't predict, unfortunately, in advance which of these certain approaches would be best for a given patient. And different patients have different problems in terms of their immune systems. And so, you know, it's a lot more complex than just a simple approach.
Well, is this written up any place, you know, written up well, where the average individual who has these diseases, and we have so many people out there that have these altered immune systems, aquatic infections, is this written up, or is this written up on your webpage? I mean, certainly we've talked about the metals, we've talked about the transfer factor, we've talked about the multiple herb and herbal products that can help. Are there such things that they should be doing as exercise? What about diet? What part do these things play?
Absolutely. Everything you've mentioned is important, we feel, in people recovering their health from a chronic illness. And they can learn more about some of these approaches from our website at the Institute for Molecular Medicine. The website is www.immed.org. You can remember it by immediate.org. Dr. Atkins always used to tell me, yeah, just tell them immediate.org. So we have placed on that website almost 200 publications to support what I'm trying to tell people. But we've also listed some key references, for example, under treatment considerations for people with chronic illnesses, things that they can do against the chronic infections, things that they can do against the immune problems that they have, things they can do against the mitochondrial dysfunction problems that they have, the heavy metal problems, and so on and so forth. So we cover a lot of different areas in there of things that can help people. And for people that have some general problems, that's a good place to look.
And let me repeat that website. It's www.immed.org. That's Institute for Molecular Medicine. Medicine is M-E-D, so it's immed.org. And if you can't get that, so you can go up on the internet and look up Dr. Garth Nicholson on your search engine, and you'll get there. But it's well worthwhile. This is a multifaceted disease. Well, the real problem, Garth, is that, you know, the average individual doesn't have anybody that they can turn to, because the average doctor really doesn't understand. I'm not saying this critically of doctors. I'm just saying that I know practicing medicine, you're so busy, you don't have time to think about these. And you see how the patients come and they've got these incredible stories. I'll never forget this dentist wife who came to me, and she had had a car accident. She'd been rear-ended, and she had a whiplash, and she developed chronic fatigue syndrome. Well, I mean, why would you certainly, develop chronic fatigue syndrome simply because you got rear-ended? Sounded like I've got to be psychological. Now, of course, I'm getting a lot smarter, and I realize, of course, that the trauma can simply precipitate these latent infections, and suddenly the immune system is disrupted, and this whole cascade of events keeps cascading down. Have you run into problems like that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we warn people about that because we warn people that even if you do all of the things that we and other people recommend, not just us, but other people, and you fully recover, that you still have to be cautious, because a lot of these infections will stay with you for the rest of your life. You'll never totally get rid of them. There'll always be a small element that you hold in check. Your body systems will hold it in check, and your immune systems will hold it in check. But if you face severe trauma, for example, if you're in an automobile accident, within weeks or months afterwards, all of a sudden all these signs and symptoms can come roaring back again. And we've seen this over and over again. We warn people about this because we've seen this so many times now. So they have to be aware of that. They have to be aware that if they get in that situation, there's certain things they can do to help protect themselves from this situation returning. But also, in most cases, people don't even think about that. They think about the acute problems they face from, for example, trauma. And once they recover from that, and their physicians are really focused on that because it might be a life-threatening situation, they've got to deal with that first. They don't think about these other things. But later on, what happens is those other things catch up with you, and then they become your major problem for years to come. And so this is a very common event, actually, more common than we'd like to see.
And now, basically, do you have any suggestions as how the average individual out there listening to the audience who has this sort of a problem, where they can find a doctor who can actively treat them for this? Because they're very hard to find doctors who treat Lyme disease. very hard to find doctors who will treat the chronic fatigue, and certainly lots of doctors treat the AIDS, but they're going to be treating it just like everybody else treats it without getting into the myriad of these chronic infections which aggravate the situation.
Exactly. So you have to really find what's known as an integrated physician, a physician that not only knows about the standard drug treatments that are involved in treating the acute problems, but also have a pretty good knowledge of how our body's natural systems work and the things that we can supplement, and we can use the natural substances to build back up our body so that it can withstand the insults that it will certainly face, along the line. So, for example, if a person has Lyme disease, I always suggest that they contact the International Lyme and Associated Diseases Society, or ILADS.org. There they can find physicians that are well aware of these integrated approaches of treatment. I'm speaking at the next ILADS meeting in Ottawa, for example, next International Lyme and Associated Diseases meeting. And there I'm actually going to talk about restoring mitochondrial function in Lyme patients. So we know that these things are a major problem, and we have to approach them certain ways. And what we've done is we've tried to take natural approaches, and not everyone takes natural approaches. Some of them use an all-drug approach, but it's generally the physicians that combine not only the drug approach, but a natural approach, natural supplements and so on as well, to help heal the body and return it to its former state. These are the people that can probably help help patients the best.
All right. Well, as long as we have you here, we probably ought to put a plug in for your book. It's called Project Daylily. We carry the book. There's only one L. There's only one in Lily. It's one L in Lily. But would you like to just briefly mention the book? Because I think it's an important story. This is your story of your life, the life of your wife, as a result of your effort really to investigate the mycoplasm infections, chronic mycoplasm infections, when you were a lecturer, a professor there at the MD Anderson Clinic and teaching in the medical school. And would you want to put a plug in for your book? Because we carry a book, and I think everybody should read this. I mean, if you liked Tom Clancy, you'll love this book, because the only difference is that Tom Clancy's books are fictional. This book is true.
It's true. We've had to change the names, though, to protect ourselves from a flurry of frivolous lawsuits. But other than that, everything is true in our book, Project Daylily. And it starts from the Gulf War, and it starts really discussing the chronic multi-symptom unexplained illnesses that resulted from the Gulf War, and how we found that over half of these had this unusual mycoplasma infection that could be treated, and all the intrigue that went around that, all the efforts that went into trying to stop us, even kill us, from continuing the work that we were doing. And so we decided we'd write a book, and I'm proud to announce on your show for the first time that Hollywood's going to make a movie about it. And I can't say any more than that, because we haven't signed any contracts yet, but it's going to be made into a movie. So that's kind of exciting for us.
Well, I'm excited, too, because I've been looking over your shoulders for so many years. I don't know how long we've been talking, but it's been pretty close to 10 years. And fascinating information, and it's really summarized in this book. It's information you need to understand out there in the listening audience. They say that sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. And this is truly an amazing, amazing story. And so we've certainly talked to many of the people that Garth mentions in the book, and they tell a similar story, and it all ties together of one of the greatest cover-ups of all time. But we're not going to get off into that. We're talking mainly primarily about the treatments that are available, but I hope many of you will want to get copies of the CD or tapes of this program. You need to have the information. You need to listen to it several times. We should have a four-tape set on the treatment of chronic fatigue syndrome, which covers a great deal of what we're talking about now. Now, how can people get this NP factor, and why is this beneficial? Because this is something you've been working on for a long time.
We have. For example, I pioneered the concept of lipid replacement therapy to replace the damaged lipids in our cells in an all-natural format. And that's the substance called NT factor, which is mainly membrane phospholipids, which are present in our membranes, and these are the things that are damaged by oxidative events inside the cells, or damaged by heavy metals, or damaged by viruses and bacteria that reside inside our cells. Practically every chronic illness has these problems. So we need to replace those damaged components of our cell. Lipid replacement does that. NT factor is the commercial name of the material that's used. There's a site for that. It's www.ntfactor.com, where people can order this. I mean, you can order it online, and you can also get it at a lot of places, everything from Vitamin Shop to Pro Health and a number of other places where you can buy it. You can walk in and buy it. But it's easy just to buy it online at ntfactor.com. And there are also, that particular website will talk about the 8 clinical trials that we've done on it. It will talk about all the information. And I'm so proud of the work that's been done on this. We've done a lot of work on showing the safety of this. It is so safe compared to most anything else that you would take. I mean, we've had a hard time after millions and millions of doses of this to find anybody that's had an adverse reaction. We found a few, but it's a really so small a number. And these are orders of magnitude lower than what, or several orders of magnitude in case of prescription drugs that you find in terms of adverse events.
And, of course, the whole idea is, of course, to get these phospholipids in and get them to replace the membrane there on the mitochondria. And does it affect the cells as well as the mitochondria?
Oh, yes, it does. And for example, there are a lot of major events that occur in membranes. If we talk about nerve membranes, for example, nerve transmission occurs on membranes, and if these membranes are damaged, the nerves can become depolarized, and if they turned out to be pain neurons, this can cause widespread pain, like fibromyalgia.
Hold that thought. Well, we've got 3 more minutes. You go right ahead.
Well, we were talking about in some of these chronic illnesses like fibromyalgia.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the 4 gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Dr. Nicholson has been with us a number of times. If you'd like to get a copy of this tape or a CD of this tape and listen to it, you need to understand the things he's talking about. Millions of people are plagued with these things now. We actually have a four-tape set on chronic fatigue. We have a four-tape set on Lyme disease. And these are not imaginary. They're very, very real. And of course, you get into the background of them. They all sort of mysteriously occur at the same time. At least many of those here in the United States all have the same genetically engineered mycoplasma fermentis incognita strain. And of course, why is that? Well, of course, you need to get my material on the population control, and you begin to get some glimpse into the background of how all of these things came about. There really is an effort to create many, many people with chronic illnesses. And as those of you who've heard me talk, we often will quote from the book, it's called Between Two Ages by Zygmunt Brzezinski. It was written in 1970. Between Two Ages, America in the Technotronic Era. And, of course, basically, at the bottom of page 57, he talks about how by the year 2018, why they're going to be able to create storms and droughts, but very few people need to know what they're doing, and also chronic disabling diseases. Chronic disabling diseases. And these are chronic disabling diseases. We know have the remarks from a number of people on the other side who will tell us that they set out to create these diseases. And certainly that would be, if you've never heard the four-tape set, The New Order of the Barbarians, or read the transcript that goes with that. The New Order of the Barbarians, you need to get it. Understand that they have been intent upon creating new diseases. And then, of course, we have the testimony by Dr. Donald MacArthur testifying before the House Appropriations Committee in 1969, just about 2 months after Dr. Day had given his talk to a group of doctors, which is the basis of the New Order of the Barbarians CD set. Why Dr. Donald MacArthur testified before on a congressional committee and asked for $10 million so they could create a new disease that would defy the immune system and certainly for which there would be a no immune response. And of course, he commented, many people think we should not do this. It'll be a new method of mass killing, but we want the money to develop it. That was 1969, and as he said, about 5 to 10 years later, before we can create the disease, they started giving experimental hepatitis B vaccine in San Francisco in 1977. Out of the homosexuals who took that vaccine, 77% developed AIDS. Now, they were given the experimental hepatitis B vaccine, and 77% developed AIDS. Same thing in Africa, in the areas where they gave that same experimental vaccine. That's the areas of Africa where you have AIDS. You do not have it in other areas. I wonder why. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. We're up against organized evil. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret and on the Dark Secret and the syllabuses that go with both of those. You need to get my talk on planned population control. It's planned population reduction. Planned population reduction. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day, we'd love to welcome you into the family. And as you help us get the information out and then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend William Greig, formerly senior editor of the New American Magazine, and now he writes his own blog. He has his own radio program. I don't know if he still has it, but he probably will be getting back on again, but he's here with us every Friday, and he's writing at the present time our newsletter, and I hope we're going to get the latest newsletter from one of these days soon. Under any circumstances, William, thank you so much for being with us, and what are we going to be talking about?
Dr. Stan, thanks once again for this opportunity, and yes, you'll be receiving the next edition of the newsletter, hopefully tomorrow.
All
I'm working on it right now. I had to hold off because of the dramatic and epoch-shattering events that have taken place during the last week. I couldn't write about them with any degree of certainty until after they had transpired, and the last element of that fell into place today when we got the long-anticipated downgrade from the Moody's credit rating agency, which begins, I think, to reflect in some small way, in thoroughly inadequate way, the fact that the regime ruling has been insolvent and bankrupt for decades. And what's happening right now is that in August of 2011, you're seeing the consummation of the default that happened in August of 1971. It took literally a generation. But when the Nixon administration in August of 1971 severed the last remaining connection between the dollar and gold, it declared default on the obligations that it had contracted with foreign creditors, that is to say, not just the Nixon administration, but the American government going back a number of decades before 1971, with foreign creditors in order to engage in a world historic bout of profligacy, both domestic and international. In the 1960s, you had hyper-Keynesian spending for both elements of the welfare warfare state. LBJ was building the Great Society at home and working in the domestic realm on an industrial policy in the name of John F. Kennedy's New Frontier concept, the idea of a space race to the moon in which only one side really was running. The Soviet Union had really given up, notwithstanding the fact that they had an immensely talented chief engineer who was working on their rocket program. They actually had a Russian chief engineer building Soviet rockets, while we had Wernher von Braun and a number of other Operation Paperclip Nazi refugees working on the American boosters. But we were the only ones running at the time, and this was an industrial policy. It was a way of helping to build a military-industrial complex and to build the fortunes of a number of people who were worked into this political matrix as military contractors. You had that going on while the Vietnam War was underway. And in Vietnam, you have the United States government funding both sides of the conflict, as it has been doing in most conflicts of any consequence during the 20th and early 21st century. So you had a situation where the government of the United States was drawing pretty much all the existing credit into its orbit and borrowing extravagantly, and starting in the late 1960s, a number of foreign creditors, beginning with France, actually, under de Gaulle, started to demand payment in gold rather than payment in IOUs called Federal Reserve Notes. He got to the point where Washington was no longer able to make those payments, so the federal government sundered its connection between the dollar and gold. That was the default that happened, and the default that is happening this week is simply a recognition of what happened in August 40 years ago.
August 15th, I can remember the day so clearly, 1971, when America simply reneged on its promise to redeem the American dollar with gold, saying, you know, you use our currency as the reserve currency of the world. It's backed by gold, and it's exchangeable. It can be exchanged for gold. And then one day they said, well, it's only temporary. It's only a temporary cessation of redemption, and it's still going on. Go right ahead, William.
That, of course, ended the first Bretton Woods system, which was put into place before the actual United Nations organization was created, but is part of the same architecture. It was most important to the people who were the architects of the United Nations system to have the banking element of it in place before they actually finished the presidium, if you will, for the political and military aspect of what was going on. And we're in the post-Bretton Woods era and heading toward a second Bretton Woods, and God help us when that happens, because what's going to happen is that some other reserve currency is going to be imposed, and that reserve currency is going to be something that would be token, some kind of a universal global sovereignty. Some entity would claim the sovereign right to issue a reserve currency, most likely working through the International Monetary Fund and the so-called special drawing rights mechanism. That's where we're headed. Who knows when we're going to get there, but the route is not going to be very pleasant at all. But I'm in a state of quite deep and profound melancholy right now. I was driving home from the swimming pool with my daughters this evening when I heard a radio advertisement for a local credit union, and it was talking about the comparative advantages between a credit union and a bank. And really, they're pretty much the same entity in many cases. There are some credit unions that are not part of the same system. But this particular credit union was using as a selling point the fact that FISMIC, the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which is one of these public-private partnerships fastened on our economy over the last century, like the Federal Reserve itself, the FDIC was supposedly guaranteeing deposits up to $250,000, some such figure, in this particular credit union, and said, we're backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. Of course, this is not meant ironically. This advertisement I heard on the evening when we got the news that Moody's downgraded the credit rating for the United States government from AAA to AA+, and of course, that's a political fiction as well. The AAA grade rating has been a fiction now for 40 years. I mean, if you simply tell your creditors you're not going to pay them and you're dealing with a huge amount of money and instead you insist on them taking your IOUs in perpetuity, you've defaulted on your debt. There's no other way around it. And so the AAA credit rating has been sustained not by the full faith and credit of the United States government, but by force and fraud. That's to say that it's backed by the fact that the United States government has been the most formidable military power in world history, and that it has been able to use the military and the diplomatic leverage provided by the military in order to compel people to accept the dollar as the world's reserve currency.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Christopher William is simply pointing out that the American defaulted on its debt back in 1971. They simply said, no, the dollar is no longer redeemable in gold. But it's taken all this time, and we're talking about 40 years to get to the point where we are today. Now, basically what is really so vitally important is for people to understand that the United States is certainly creating inflation throughout the whole world. In fact, Putin of Russia has recently said that the America's policies of simply creating money out of nothing and then shipping it throughout the world is destroying the whole world monetary system. And whatever you think of Putin, he's absolutely correct. Basically, of course, you have your riots over in Egypt today. Why? Because the cost of food is so high. And why is the cost of food so high? Because the United States has been exporting its inflation. Basically, of course, we create the money, and the Americans spend the money, it's sent overseas. We have a massive trade imbalance. We actually, I think this last year, it was almost $500 billion. In other words, $475 billion. We imported more than we exported. So basically, of course, then our money is going overseas. It's increasing the volume of money in other countries. China's facing inflation. They're running about 10%. Egypt's facing inflation. All the countries in the Middle East, one reason for the unrest there, is based upon the policies of the Federal Reserve System, which is exporting our inflation. Now, we have about a 10% inflation rate here. They're lying to us, but why wouldn't you expect the government to lie? The report came out today. Isn't it wonderful? The United States created 100,000 new jobs last month. Well, what they don't tell you is we have to create 150,000 jobs just to keep even. If we don't, of course, we go behind. So what they don't point out is that we created 100,000 new jobs and we only went behind 40,000 jobs. Pick up this story, William.
That's the same kind of politically attenuated math that leads us to believe that a reduction of a couple of shaved fractions of a percent in projected spending over 10 years represents a cut in spending, and that this is brutal and savage austerity that's going to result in starving the federal apparatus, preventing our infinitely benevolent masters from conferring all the benedictions upon the poor and hungry that we have come to expect, which has been the narrative being promoted by the Obama administration. You have, of course, a complementary narrative being preached by the other half of the Hegelian totalitarian party, the Republicans, to the effect that the impecunious nature of the welfare state has been starving the warfare state, and that if we do not continue to shovel literally hundreds of billions of dollars into an ever-expanding number of wars overseas and to lavish upon the corporatist contractors, the military-industrial complex, every dime that they consider to be worthwhile to buy every conceivable bauble and trinket and toy that has been envisioned by the masters of the military-industrial complex, that we are going to find ourselves besieged and conquered from without. I mean, these are completely complementary arguments. They're both completely fallacious. Neither one of them is rooted in any sense of reality, let alone an appreciation of what a constitutional republic is supposed to be. We're not supposed to be maintaining an archipelago of bases overseas. We're not supposed to be involved in foreign wars of any kind, much less the more than half dozen that our masters are carrying on right now. There's, of course, Iraq and Afghanistan, that everybody knows about. That's two. The Pakistan, that's three. Somalia is four. Yemen is five. I believe that you'd have to say that what's going on in Colombia for the last 20 years is six. The war in Mexico, the drug war through Plan Mexico, is number seven. You've had, 40,000 people killed in Mexico in a proxy war that Washington is waging in that country. There's at least half a dozen or more wars that are going on right now. None of them have constitutional warrant or sanction, and all of them are contributing hugely to our current state of irreversible indebtedness. And you're right, Dr. Stan, this is being financed through the export of inflation. And so one of the externalities that happens is food riots in places like Egypt, where people are very dependent on the availability of inexpensive wheat. They have to import all of their wheat. And so when there is a minor tremor in the price of grain worldwide that affects, of course, the household budgets here in the United States, this is a matter of life and death for people living in Egypt. Literally, they're at a point where they have to choose between homes and food.
And I think it's so important. It's just within the last 48 hours that Ukraine, which ordinarily exports the wheat to Egypt, the Ukraine, because of their own problems there and shortages of wheat, has stopped exporting wheat.
Yes.
Russia, because of their certainly their floods and their droughts, has stopped exporting wheat. What's going to happen to the price of wheat in Egypt? What's going to happen to the price of wheat throughout the world? It's going to skyrocket. And, of course, you're going to have all sorts of problems and unrest, not only in other countries, but I fear I fear it's going to be happening here in the United States. How soon, I do not know. But I will tell you that they're doing everything to destabilize our nation. And that, of course, is why they have to have their cameras on every corner. This is why, of course, we have to be watching us with our GPS. That's why every new laptop computer has a little camera in the front of it where they can watch you all the time, whether you have it turned off or on, and they can listen to your conversations, especially if you have a cell phone or one of the modern computers, because, of course, they've built in all sorts of software. Everybody is to be watched just like we were in 1984. Go right ahead.
Actually, 1984 strikes me as being almost juvenile naive in terms of the depiction of a low-tech and relatively unobtrusive police system, secret police system, where there were circuits, hardwired circuits that could be tapped into, and the way that people would go about redacting the official record involved the physical destruction of actual news items and casting the burned newspaper clippings down the memory hole. I mean, we're dealing now with something that takes place entirely in the ethereal realm of cyberspace, where things no longer take on physical form, and that includes, of course, the inflated dollars that never take on tangible form but exist only as ones and zeros in the ephemeral world of electronic impulses. And that's one of the reasons, of course, why it's so easy to generate inflation and export it in terms of simply clicking a mouse and transferring columns of ones and zeros from one ledger to another ledger on a computer screen. And so we find ourselves entirely at the whim of people who are trafficking in hypothetical nothing and requiring that we defer to them and exchange our labor and the manufactured goods that represent our investment of labor with the raw materials in exchange for nothing. And when we find ourselves on the bad end of that equation, what happens is eventually we find ourselves on the receiving end of officially sanctioned violence. I mean, we've got to the point right now where there is no residue of legitimacy anywhere in this system. It is an unambiguous, unalloyed robber state. And that's one of the things that was really made manifest this past week at the consummation of this cynical, contrived, choreographed exercise that was the debate over the so-called debt ceiling. We were told in tones of solemn urgency that if the debt ceiling were not raised, as if there were any suspense over the question at all, there wasn't, but if the debt ceiling wasn't raised, that rack and ruin would descend, the markets would reel, that we'd find ourselves in a situation where the pensioners and the indigent would be starving, checks wouldn't be sent out, benefits would be paid, things of that nature. In other words, they were starting to use the leverage that they have acquired over us by virtue of our dependence on government as a way of mobilizing panic and extracting concessions.
But I think, you know, the most ingenious thing about this whole settlement was simply this. What they did was they extended, they increased the debt ceiling mm-hmm. by $2.4 trillion. Mm-hmm. And they agreed to cut $2.4 trillion from spending. Now, that sounds like pretty even, you know, you're going mm-hmm. to extend, you're going to allow $2.4 trillion in increased spending. And then you're going to cut $2.4 trillion from spending. But what they don't tell you is they're not going to cut it until 2013 no. and 2014. And by then, of course, in the meantime, our deficit for next year is $1.7 trillion. That's the deficit we're going to have for the year 2012. Yeah. And by the time we get to 2013, we'll probably have another $1.5 to $2 trillion and then, of course, we're going to certainly very shortly after we get through 2012, if we do have this $1.7 trillion in deficit, we've only got another $500 billion before we have to get another increase in the debt ceiling. So basically, people don't understand. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Mm-hmm. The one tangible thing that's changed, of course, is the creation of this new Politburo, this 12-member supercommittee, which would exist without even the pretense of constitutional sanction.
Oh, you mean the cabal?
The cabal.
The Camarilla, 12, right.
The clique, the oligarchy, the Politburo, the presidium, however you want to characterize it, is something utterly foreign to, certainly to the American concept, the constitutional concept of checks and balances and divided power and accountability, but is foreign to any rational concept of how a government would legitimately function. And
the entire purpose of this, of course, is to create one focal point where all the pressures can be brought to bear on behalf of the parasite constituency against a handful of people who will be immensely susceptible to the influences that that elite element would bring to bear and completely immunized from public accountability. The only reason why you would have this tiny cockpit of selected negotiators is so they can be insulated from the public and completely vulnerable to the blandishments of the banksters and to the elites who are part of that same exalted realm. And so they've essentially consummated the destruction of the what remained of the constitutional legitimacy of the House of Representatives, which was pretty much a done deal by 2008, but this week formalized it, put the imprimatur of Congress on it. It no longer has anything to do with its constitutional function of making a budget.
I think it's the most amazing thing, though. They're going to get a chance to vote on it, but if they don't go along with the cabal, why are they going to simply take their money, most of it, out of defense and Medicare? Go right ahead, William.
Well, on the subject of whether they take it out of defense.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
He would not want to consider cutting back on the military. Why? Because the military is not there to defend us. The military is there to defend the empire. And, of course, also with the military, why, of course, they can put down anybody here in this country who speaks out against them. We have a vast intelligence network. We have InfraGuard. That may be your neighbor. Look it up on the Internet. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. I-N-F-R-A. GARD, IntraGuard, FBI operation with tens of thousands of Americans who are informing on their neighbors because their neighbor just might be a terrorist. And then, of course, you have all the other vehicles there in position for the total police state, whether it be the cameras, whether it be the dossiers, whether it be the fusion centers. Fusion Center, F-U-S-I-O, yeah. Look it up on the internet. Fortunately, you can check out and find out. Everybody has a number. They have your picture. Oh, you didn't know they have your picture. Sure. They got them from the Department of Motor Vehicles. They lied. They sent their agents to all the Department's Motor Vehicles and lied and said, we're a private corporation. We're trying to put together a program so that people will not be able to cast checks, you know, and using somebody else's name. And it was really because the government wanted your picture and your thumbprint, and they couldn't get it legally. So they got it illegally, and then, but who are you going to complain to? And, of course, they have Project Echelon to listen to your phone calls and read your emails and read your faxes, and we won't go into this, but this has all to do with the dictatorship. But people do not understand that William... The old economic order is gone.
Yeah.
Basically, we have 56 million people on Medicare and Social Security, 130 people working. So we've got about two people working for every person retired. But 75 million baby boomers have started to retire. And very, very soon, we're going to have 100 million people retired. And, of course, maybe 130 million people working, maybe not that many, as more and more of the jobs are taken over by robots and other things. And, of course, we're really running about a 22% unemployment rate. So basically, of course, then where's the money coming from? 100 million people getting Social Security and Medicare. They know the system is going to collapse. And, of course, they're going to try to blame it on, oh, my goodness, it's going to be wicked Osama bin Laden. We're going to go to war, ladies and gentlemen. It's only a matter of time before we go to war. A great distraction so they can start it all over again. But, of course, in the process, they're going to impoverish our elderly people, and they're going to leave them without any hope at all and no means of getting care. And, of course, what we really need to do is start making preparations now for when that day comes and how we're going to take care of the people at the local level, because we're sure not going to be able to do it. The federal government doesn't have the money, can't even print the money. We're going into a period of austerity. They know that. They just don't want the American people to know until it's too late. Go ahead.
The way that austerity works, of course, once again, is that you tear out Granny's dialysis needle and you deny her the money to buy food or to receive heat in the wintertime. But the people who are part of the plugged-in corporatist apparatus suffer not one whit because they are completely immunized against such vicissitudes on account of their proximity to power. That's the nature of the system that's existed now for a number of decades, and the pretense is gone now. If you take a look at the countries where austerity measures have been dictated by the IMF, and that's one element of this entire program that needs to be focused on here, is the role of the IMF here, because we're being driven into the same conditions that other countries have been in when they've been taken into receivership by the IMF and have had to undergo IMF-dictated terms of austerity. But they've ended up with a more firmly entrenched system of corporate socialism than the one that existed before. The people who hire the economic hitmen, the people who consolidate power through these instruments of the global financial system, they're the ones who are manipulating the situation. They're the ones who are going to end up having pretty much everything that they could conceivably want as a result of austerity, while the rest of us are left to fend for ourselves in an environment in which we will be treated as the largest potential source of turbulence and violence. And that's why it's so important to see what happened just before the Anders Breivik rampage in Oslo with the Department of Homeland Security. The day before that happened, started putting out propaganda to the effect that we have to look out for the lone wolf anti-government white right-wing terrorists. They're the new threat. That was the switch that was pulled before what happened this last week. Those two developments, I firmly believe, are intimately related.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. After all, very few Americans know that Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was part of a CIA mind control unit. He was part of a CIA mind control system. They planted ideas in his mind. They destroyed his faith in God and family and country. They turned him loose, and Ted Kaczynski... of CIA employee became the Unabomber. William, you go right ahead.
One of the things that you mentioned before the break, Dr. Stan, was the fact that we're going to have to be focusing more on what's going on at the local level if we're going to be providing for the elderly, the indigent, the invalid, people who need help. That's something that we're going to have to do. But what we're going to have to do in order for this to happen is to disabuse ourselves of the idea that the government ruling us, the government presuming to give us orders, has any legitimacy. It doesn't. It no longer is, in any sense that we are morally bound to recognize, a legitimate government. That doesn't mean that we should be waging a violent insurrection against it. It just means that we should recognize that it is consummately, from teeth to tail, from warp to weave in every direction, illegitimate. It's a fully functioning criminal enterprise. And unfortunately, your local affiliate of this system, whether you're talking about state government, county government, the municipal government, is just as illegitimate. And that's something that's being revealed now in places like Quartzsite, Arizona, and half a dozen other really tiny communities I can think of, where we're finding out that at the local level they replicated the same criminal oligarchy that exists in Washington, D.C. You've got in Quartzsite a tiny little clique that's taken over the town government in cahoots with the local chief of police, who's fired all the peace officers in the police force and left himself with a little Praetorian guard that are literally ruling by decree and threatening to imprison all their critics as opposed enemies of public safety. That's happening in a town of about 3,600 people in western Arizona. There's a very similar situation I'm going to be writing about very soon in a tiny city, not even a city, a little village near Bend, Oregon. There's another case in Renton, Washington, where somebody is facing the prospect of being put in jail, prosecuted for cyberstalking, because he's created little online cartoons mocking the corrupt police department, and because he's hurt the feelings of people who were employed by that city government. He's supposedly guilty of the same type of a crime that a cyberstalking bully would be accused of if the bully in question had targeted an emotionally vulnerable 12-year-old girl. These are not coincidences. These are leading indicators of a trend that's going to be unfolding at the local level, the most intimate level of government. That's one of the reasons why if there's going to be a local solution, it's going to have to be apolitical. It's going to have to exist.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and William is simply talking about the fact that we're going to be facing terrible problems. We're going to have to start thinking about how we're going to be able to take care of the truly needy at the local level and come up with programs of where we're really working together. But unfortunately, we've got corruption in so many of our government institutions. Some of them, of course, are corrupt simply because here's a wonderful way to make money. Certainly, we saw this in the town in Southern California here, where the city manager took a couple of $1 million on his own. The people on the board of supervisors in this little tiny town adjacent to Los Angeles were paying themselves, $100,000 a year for attending a meeting a month, something of the sort.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, but this can go on if there's nobody out there watching. And most of us are so busy watching television, we don't have an opportunity to find out that our government is borrowing large sums of money so we can pay large salaries to the people who are attending two or three meetings a month at the most. Well, before we go on, William, I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get to your blog, how they can listen to your radio program or when it'll be back on the air, and how they can find your PayPal button so that the people, if they would like, can support you as we do, because we think your work is vitally important. Go right ahead.
I do appreciate that, Dr. Scan. My blog is entitled Pro Libertate. That means for freedom. It's from the Latin. The web address is freedominourtime.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. If you simply type my name, last name, Grig, into a search engine and then insert Pro Libertate or some variant of that as the second term, the first return you should get would be almost certainly the Pro Libertate blog. I publish that irregularly now on account of the fact that I've got so many other things going on, but I usually publish no fewer than two essays a week, and they're lengthy and detailed and fully documented. This isn't simply a type of random three-dot column type of enterprise that Larry King, for instance, used to do in USA Today. I try to do something that's more akin to the type of work I used to do with New American Magazine, lengthy and usually some form of journalism of first instance. I may not break a story, but I usually try to get into the story at a depth that most people don't. And I had mentioned that in the next couple of days, I'm going to be publishing a very important story out of a little town in Oregon where a man who had been exposing municipal corruption as a conscientious businessman and citizen of this almost insignificant little village called Sun River near Bend, Oregon. He started speaking out against a really corrupt municipal deal where they were going to create a special service district in order to expand local police. I should point out that this is almost like a gated community. It's almost entirely rooted in tourism. They only have a permanent population of about 400 or 600 people. In the summertime, that swells to a couple of times larger than the permanent residency. So you're dealing here with something that's almost more of a neighborhood, almost like a homeowners association rather than an actual town. But unfortunately they have, and I say unfortunately for a reason, they have a police force that is now fully vested and essentially operating like a little Gestapo, driving away tourism and depressing the economy of that local town. Well, there's one businessman who started speaking out against this a number of years ago. He got into the debate in a way that incurred the hostility of the little oligarchy running this town. And so they started to stick the police on him, but in a really interesting way that I'll have to describe in more detail when I publish this essay over the weekend. Suffice it to say that this man faces the prospect of going to prison for doing literally nothing, and he's been put into a position in which merely by going about his business, he can be accused of committing crimes by police officers who, as soon as they come within his field of vision, are supposedly inculpating him in criminal activity. The way he's being described in court filings that I have read is as if this guy, who is I met him and spoke with him at some length, he is a meek and unassuming man, about 50 years old, rail thin, forceful in expression but very polite, never carries a gun in spite of the fact that this part of rural Oregon, everybody has a shotgun or a rifle in his pickup truck. He's never done anything by way of a criminal offense against anybody. But the way he's described in official police documents is as if he's conducting a one-man raid of terror that has every member of the police force completely terrified. They say that he's been guilty of all kinds of criminal violence and aggression against the police force. But he'd never been arrested until a couple of years ago when he was arrested for reasons that simply will not withstand analysis and accused of stalking a police officer, simply by virtue of the fact that he was within the police officer's line of vision. So that's something I'm going to be writing about in Pro Libertate in a couple of days. It's an infuriating story. But Dr. Stan, as I said before, this is not an isolated case. There are half a dozen other cases that are so eerily similar to this. It has to be part of a larger program.
But yet, Bill, basically what happens, William, is when a nation turns against God, mm-hmm. when there are no moral standards, there is no right, there is no wrong, he who dies with the most toys wins. When you destroy the moral foundation of a nation, should we be surprised that this sort of thing would happen?
Yeah, we shouldn't be at all. You know, just this evening, while my children, my two daughters, that is to say, and I suppose I can still call them children, they're still grade school age, while we're at the swimming pool, I was in the park getting some exercise and more importantly, trying to help strengthen my spiritual muscles. I read the book of Amos this afternoon, this evening actually, and the indictment that the Lord delivered through the prophet Amos is so eerily applicable to what's going on in our country right now, specifically when it talks about the perversion of justice through the courts. and contorting the law on behalf of the entrenched and powerful and corrupt at the expense of the poor, the oppressed, and the innocent. That's the sort of thing that really should leap off the page of the Bible that anybody who reads it, and that perfectly underscores the point you just made here. When you have people whose God is their belly, which is to say they're utterly materialistic and motivated entirely by the objective of enhancing their own position at the expense of other people, rather than obeying the golden rule and the second great commandment, then you end up with a situation like this, and it goes all the way down to the marrow or deeper of our body politic. And that's one of the reasons why I operate the Pro Libertate blog. I was speaking today with another person who called me up literally out of the blue from a little town in Illinois who's having almost exactly the same type of a problem. And I'll talk about that a little bit more in just a second. But I do need, in terms of fleshing out the instructions that you gave me, Dr. Stan, to talk about a couple of other things. First of all, my radio show, Pro Libertate Radio, is on hiatus once again. I'm still looking for another platform, another venue for this, because Liberty News Radio Network, which is a wonderful undertaking, has changed format now, and they're doing a different type of programming there. And so they've discontinued all programs but one on the Liberty News Radio. I do not want to leave the impression that this is something that represents a betrayal in any sense. It's simply a business decision that I think is very sound, given the realities that are confronted by Sam Bushman and the other fine people at Liberty News Radio. But I have been talking with a couple of other people in different media enterprises about getting Pro Libertate Radio back on a network that would have terrestrial access as well as live streaming. And as the occasion presents itself and my schedule permits, I'm going to continue doing a weekly podcast, and I'm looking for a platform that would be suitable for people to have access by way of the internet to an hour-long podcast rather than a two-hour program of the sort that I've been doing. So the Pro Libertate podcast will continue, and as soon as I have some information about that as to where people can listen to it, I'll provide it to you and to your listeners, Dr. Stan.
Was this radio network you were on, where were their stations, do you recall?
Liberty News Radio?
Yes.
You'd have to go and take a look at the website, libertynewsradio.com.
Okay.
They do have, or at least they did, have a list of local affiliates. And they were chiefly a regional radio station in Utah. They were located in Utah. The main office, the business office, was in, I believe, Lehigh, Utah. A little town made famous, the movie Footloose. I understand they're doing a remake, and it's going to be nowhere near as good, of course. But they had radio stations in Utah. I believe they had some in Arizona. They had a few in California. I think they had a couple in Montana. And I'm sure they had a number of others. There were a couple of store affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network, if I remember correctly. And they, of course, broadcast through live streaming on the internet as well. And then the podcasts were archived. And I've gotten all of the archived programs in a big file, and I'm going to be putting them up somewhere. It's just I don't know where yet. And so as soon as I made a decision in that respect, I'm going to be letting you know. I'm also going to be compiling at least some excerpts from the programs that I have archived as a program that I'll be distributing by way of CD, and most likely this is going to be a incentive or a premium for people to donate to Pro Libertate, the blog. You mentioned, Dr. Stan, I have a PayPal account that's accessible by a clickable button on my blog for a PayPal donation for those who have the means and interest in helping to support what I do. I recognize that we're entering some, frankly, terrifying financial times. We've been in straitened circumstances now for a long time, and so I deeply appreciate everything that people have done to help keep me and my family afloat as I try to support them in these times, these tempestuous times, doing what I do, which is not a particularly marketable activity to begin with. Even when times are good, nobody wants to listen to the Jeremiahs among us. When times are bad, people tend to blame the Jeremiahs for the fact that we're so miserable. So it's not exactly the most marketable way to make a living in good times or bad. But there are many people who have been in your orbit, Dr. Stan, who have been extremely generous to me and my family and kept us financially viable. And for that, I am profoundly grateful. And I'm really grateful for all and any help that we can receive. As I mentioned, this is something I might be doing by way of a premium for donors to put together the Pro Libertate podcast, or at least, once again, selected excerpts from them on a CD or in some other format, making them available. I'll let you know about that as soon as I've got more detailed information as to how this is going to take place. So once again, thank you, Dr. Stan, for everything you've done for our family, and thank you to your listeners for those who have been so generous to us.
Well, we appreciate your helping with him. We think he's really one of the most articulate people we have out there on the front lines. Well, let's get back, of course, to this issue. You were started out talking about how America certainly was financially bankrupt, and we really are. There's no way we can afford the system we have. The deficit this year was about $1.4 trillion. The deficit next year, for already scheduled for 2012, $1.75 trillion. And, of course, basically, that $1.75 trillion will be used up. Basically, they're going to raise the spending level to by $2.4 trillion. So it'll take by the end of 2012, if things go as assumed, why we'll be within about $500 billion of needing a little over a year, we'll need another increase in the spending level. But the cuts in spending are not going to start until 2013. No. There'll be a few minor ones here and next year, but they're not going to cut until then. And then, of course, we are not actually cutting spending. We're just cutting the rate of increase of spending. Go right ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what's going to happen, once again, is that in as much as there are any measurable reductions in the rate of spending, they're going to be had at the expense of people who are completely wired into the system and utterly dependent on it. And you're going to see this increased polarization between those who are not part of the political class and those who are either in positions of elected or appointed supposed authority or who are part of the corporate elite that is intimate with the political movers and shakers in elected appointed office. This is not just happening in Washington. The whole point of having this super committee, this, you have to call it a Politburo. There's just no way of getting around it. This is a body that exists without even a colorable claim of constitutional legitimacy that's going to dispose of these questions in a way that is completely opaque and utterly unaccountable to anybody but those who are part of the nomenclatura. Remember that word. Nomenklatura is a Russian coinage, a Soviet-era Russian coinage for the ruling elite, for the oligarchy, for the people who are part of either the party apparatus or people who are on congenial terms with those who are thus invested with supposed supremacy in the supposedly classless Soviet society. They were the ruling class of the classless society. We have a nomenklatura in this country as well. It's been in power for longer than there has been a Soviet era Russian word to describe the existence of its counterpart in that country. But every little town in this country, in the supposedly free country, has a nomenclatura that is identical to the one in Washington, D.C. in terms of form and function. They've all been cultivated and nurtured by the same apparatus. They've received the benefits and the blessings and support of Washington, D.C. They've been funded indirectly, in many cases directly, through direct subsidy, but indirectly certainly through the inflated economy, the dollar inflation, which has been generated by the Federal Reserve. That's how you had the artificial spike in home prices. And the home prices went up, so did the tax assessments. And when the home prices go down, the tax assessments lag behind the decline in home prices. So you have this vastly, radically expanded tax base that's used to make extravagant promises in terms of pensions and benefits to the political class. All these people are unionized at one level or another, and the most obnoxious, the most violent, quite frankly, the people we have looked to as our protectors. They're the police departments. So you have the police departments emerging now as really the point of the spear of the political union class. Here's a message from a police union official in Michigan from just a couple of days ago talking about the prospect of outright revolt against the Republicans in the legislature in Michigan. We intend, said this police union official, we intend to walk into Lansing after the summer break and ask any Republicans who have been so eagerly, I don't want to use the word he used here. It's a very vulgar word to referring to the sex act. They've been so busily doing that to us. Who's next? If we cannot earn their respect, we will do what we have always done, hit it with a flashlight until we gain compliance. That was John Barnes, the president of the Warren Police Officers Association in Michigan. When asked about his choice of words, Barnes told the Mackinac Center news service that he was sorry for any offense taken and that the language was just an example of cop speak that was not meant for the general public. He then further qualified his apology. I will refrain from using inflammatory language as soon as those attacking me and my fellow police officers refrain from using the same. That's what happens when you unionize not only government officials, but government officials who are in the business of coercing people on behalf of the state. That's the reality facing us right now. It exists at every level. We simply have to confront this and prepare to deal with it in principled, courageous, and honorable ways.
Well, our guest, of course, has been William Greig. We're talking about the tragic situation we're facing today as the old economic order is collapsing. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no way that they're going to be able to pay to continue all of these welfare benefits at the federal level. They're going to get rid of them one way or another, and we're going to have to start thinking about how to take care of people locally. Go right ahead, William.
Dr. Stan, once again, it's always a pleasure and a blessing and a privilege to be on your program, and I really appreciate it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.